Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome inside the bunker, everybody. Hour two coming at you of episode 206. 206 shows now. Wow. Canada's morning sports talk show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. The Dupes is with me. Producer Clark is at the far end of the bunker. Director Jordan's on the... There he is. Give us a wave, Clark. Director Jordan's on the other side of this wall behind me. We're observing social distancing, doing our best to bring you the program every day, entertain you, put a smile on your face, maybe inform you. Although it's been a slow morning, there's been no breaking news. A very slow morning in sports. My notifications have not gone off from any of the networks yet.
No.
So that's okay. I'm going to go through the Elite Eight show topics again and remind you that our guest in hour two will be Sportsnet's Ken Reed. I'm looking forward to that chat. He's a super dude. And Connor Bedard, the phenom, Connor Bedard, the first hockey player in Western Canadian hockey history to be named an exceptional player and be allowed entry into the WHL at the age of 15. Those topics, again, that we covered at the start. One, how would things change in a 9-game CFL season if the season were to be shortened? How it would have changed last year if you just lopped it off after the first 9 games? Winnipeg would have finished first and hosted the West Final. Edmonton would have finished second and hosted the West Semifinal. Riders would have finished third. Who am I missing? Calgary fourth. They'd have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
And BC would have been out of it. Nothing would have changed there. In the East, nothing would have changed.
No.
So a 9-game season is doable.
I guess
is my point.
Yeah. Usually it's, you know, 2/3 of the season when we really start to really know the separation. But it kind of happens the first third. You kind of, you know, jockey for position out of the gate. Yeah, 9 games. I mean, that's a great place to start. And I love the idea of starting on Labor Day. Not on purpose, but it would be wild. Labor Day is so great. Middle of the season, teams have established themselves a little bit, and then you go with the greatest rivalries. But if that's how you're kicking off the season, man, that would be big.
I must say a couple things. One, Rick Haglund's watching. He writes in and he says, did I miss Mark Recchi? You did, Rick. He was with us from Pittsburgh last hour. And I could take an hour to recap what he said. Everything that he said was great.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Recchi, 5-time Stanley Cup champion. He's a hockey player's hockey player. Hockey Hall of Fame inductee. Yeah, you missed it. So you'll have to go back into hour one to listen to that. But he is in the running for the Rockstar Supply Chain's Rockstar of the Day. So far, he's the only one.
Yeah.
He's winning in the race of one. Point two, could you envision a quarterback controversy with the Saskatchewan Roughriders? I can, because there always is. Duh. It's my question. I'm giving that to myself. You know, it wouldn't take much.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It would take...
a couple passes into the dirt. Boo!
Well, really? And as great as Cody Fajardo is, I mean, such a phenomenal human being, and you couldn't create a better starting quarterback in Saskatchewan than him, you know, in terms of the total package, marketability and likability. But you're right. One bad game, couple of passes into the dirt, and they'll turn on you in a dime.
Yeah, so there, it's coming.
Yeah.
So you can look forward to that. Rattling through these other magnificent 7 show topics because we got Ken Reed ready. Should the CFL merge with the XFL? People's heads have been exploding over that for the last hour. I particularly enjoyed it. I vote yes. 87% of you saying no. How dare you say such a thing? Point four, did the Memorial Cup being canceled save Kelowna some embarrassment as the host team because they weren't very good? What are the expectations of Connor Bedard, the next Connor McDavid potentially, the next Johnny Tavares? He's going to be joining us later, Connor Bedard, by the way. Wes Welker on Bill Belichick on Boston Radio yesterday saying every player was treated the same by Bill Belichick, and that included Tom Brady. Every player was treated the same, like crap. And Tom didn't like it, but he put up with it. It's the biggest reason why he's gone. Should coaches be allowed to do that moving forward? Who's going to criticize the way Bill Belichick coaches, by the way?
When you win.
Right. Next point, what players are you enjoying the most on social media at the moment? I mentioned Daron Carter. He's always a must-follow. Jeff Shatler of the National Lacrosse League's Saskatchewan Rush has been dressing up in his wife's clothes. and putting it on TikTok. Who am I to judge? And the last point, is it fair to expect players to leave their families to potentially go play in bubble/quarantine cities? A lot of people say no. Some say yes. I know a lot of military people that are gone for 6 months at a clip, and they don't piss and moan about it. And they're not making millions either. So it's something to think about. Let's go out on video chat right now. Rogers Sportsnet's Ken Reed joins us. There he is. Look at him in his home study. Good day, Kenny. How are you? How are you, buddy?
Good, Rod. How you doing, buddy? I'm great, buddy. How are you, man?
Good. Now, I saw your partner, Ivanka Osmek, had a child this week.
She did. She did. Yes. Big news. Blake Alexander, I believe. I don't know if I just told the world his name, but I guess I just did.
I thought it was Blake Kenneth.
Well, here's the thing, Rod. Alexander is my middle name. So there you go. It's funny. Ivanka didn't know that, I don't think. I'm sure I've told her in the past, but... the kid's middle name's Alexander, so I thought that was pretty funny. He's a cute-looking little dude.
No kidding. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys, the chemistry is undeniable. You guys,
thanks,
but we miss it, man. We miss it. What is life like on national network sports television right now?
Sitting in my shorts on my deck right now. Just trying to stay busy, doing stuff like this, tweeting away. I finally signed up on Instagram. We're working on a few things with our social media team. Hopefully, I'll get out there on the Sportsnet website, on our YouTube channels, on our Instagram channels. But I miss sports, much like I'm sure you guys do. It's literally probably so low on the poll now in terms of what we need back. But sports provides a distraction, and I think we miss our distractions right now. It would be nice to be a little distracted every now and again right about now.
Well, for sure. Not to mention every night is a host of a highlight show. That's what you talk about is the sports. Yeah. So I get it. But we've had Naylor on. We've had reporters on, but not anchors, I guess, Ken. I mean, what are you talking amongst yourselves saying, man, how you doing? Are you checking in on each other?
Yeah.
Knowing you, you obviously are.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, just kind of what are you doing to stay busy? So I think some of us might be going a little squirrely. I don't understand the TikTok thing, but I see a lot of people dancing all the time in their house, which is good. Dancing's good. Footloose taught us that, right? If you dance, you feel good. So stay active. I know Carly Agro's trying all her home workouts out because Carly's the most jacked anchor we have. But we're just trying to stay active. And I mean, what we do depends on, like you said, live games. If we're doing a highlight show, we need games to do the highlight shows. And with the social distancing thing, they just have us all at home. I'm grateful. I work for a company where I'm still employed. I'm still getting paid. I know these are tough times, but just trying to remain relevant and connect with folks out there. I know Jamie Campbell did a great thing where he was calling baseball fans. So I kind of piggybacked on him. I called a couple kids. I've got a rambunctious 7-year-old. This is really tough on him. He's super active. So when I get him to settle down, sometimes I kind of threw it out there. If any parents have a little guy or girl who wants to talk hockey, I'll call up, chat a little puck with them, try to distract them and keep their minds going.
That's really cool. Hey, Ken, it's Darren. I mean, when we get back to sports, I mean, your show is going to be, I think, as popular as ever because we won't be able to keep up with all the sports
yeah.
and we'll want, right? So the highlight shows, I think, will be must-see TV again to keep up with all the news. But how do you envision this impacting the industry? You know, because it all when things like this happen, you
yeah.
see big changes, right?
I agree. I think it's going to change the industry because if you go back to when a lot of us started, I was a one-man band when I started. I was I was reporter and cameraman and then editor at the same time. And I think when you're seeing guys connect on Instagram and on whatever app there is, dialing into shows, I think that's going to be more relevant. The immediacy of things, I think you're going to see reporters do more posts from practices that just suddenly, you know, go up on the sportsnet.ca or on our Instagram or on our Twitter. I think instead of seeing the old one report at the 10 o'clock news, you're going to see reporters throughout the day do more. And when I say that, not just more on Sportsnet, but more on all our platforms. It's kind of like CNN. You see reporters pop up all the time. Well, we can do that, but you're going to see it branch out to all these platforms on social media as well in a lot more active way than it has been in the past.
What do you, that's the media, and that's a great question. We've all been asking ourselves that question, Ken. What do you think's going to happen to sports coming out
yeah,
of this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're really going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be as popular, if not more popular than ever, because we realize that it does play a role in our life. I'm going to be interested to see what happens with the NHL, what happens with the NBA. Are we going to actually finish off the seasons? CFL, what's going to happen there? NFL, what's going to happen there? Major League Baseball, are we maybe not going to have games till August? I mean, what happens there? And if we have all these leagues playing at once, I'm interested to see how the games are televised, because I know we have a lot of channels at Sportsnet, but you can only broadcast so many things at once. So I'll be interested to see how all these leagues try to schedule around each other. I mean, if you look at the NBA and the NHL, they share buildings in a lot of markets. So how are they going to go about their things? So are we going to see doubleheaders in baseball, seven-inning doubleheaders the whole time? So it might be instead of a la carte, it might be just a buffet of sports all at once, and you can try to nibble on everything. You can pig out, or you can just, you know, choose the roast beef.
That's cool.
That sounds like a dream to me.
Yeah, it really does.
Hey, it kind of does now that I just came up with that.
Exactly. Okay, where are you isolating? Because I'm hearing the birds chirping and the sun shining. Yeah, it sounds
great. Are you in Florida?
And it's like minus 25 here in Saskatchewan today.
Really?
So,
yeah. Okay, first off, I don't mean to rub it in and be the guy that sits outside, but the connection wasn't working in my house, so that's why I moved outside. I'm just on my front porch right now. We live in the east end of Toronto, so it's my wife and two sons, so we're doing our best. We have a pretty small backyard. Picture the kind of backyard you think someone would have if they're from Toronto, and that's what I have. So my son and I, you know, throw little pop flies out in the backyard. We did that yesterday until I went through all the balls, and they ended up in the neighbor's yard and on top of our garage. But we got our front room right there. It's basically a mini stick room, so we've got all the furniture moved out because you don't have to worry about company coming over and what they think of your front room. So we got a little hockey arena in there, and lots of road hockey in the driveway just to my left. So we're trying to stay busy. You guys know me, I'm a hockey card nerd, so I go through all my cards and see what I've got out there and tweet out the odd card that interests me. But we have movie night every night, but we are totally on lockdown like millions of other people right now, just trying to stay sane and entertain myself. And I'm trying not to bug Mrs. Reed too much, because Mrs. Osmack can hardly stand me at work, so I don't need Mrs. Reed to not stand me at home.
Right.
My widow's peak. You see my widow's peak? I usually shave it. I haven't shaved it because I'm not on TV anymore.
I think it looks amazing what you got going there. And by the way, I'm going to ask you about your book in a second, but can you, Clark, put the comment up from Pat from Winnipeg? She just wrote in. I don't know where you are on the CFL or XFL or football in general, Ken, but my poll question here today is, should the CFL merge with the XFL? These could potentially be very lean financial times for the CFL. It's caused our viewers' heads to just pop off. They're going nuts about that. I would even suggest it. So here's Pat in Winnipeg. She says, as a fiercely proud Canadian, my main reason for decrying a potential CFL-XFL merger is the fact that we have enough Americanisms creeping into our culture as it is, and I hated the previous U.S. incursion. Besides, a merger might see the use of our beautifully unique CFL rules, but how long would that last once we give Americans a foot in our CFL door? Your thoughts, since we're spitballing on a merger of those two leagues.
Rod, I heard your contrarian pose. You said 87% said no, and you said yes, so you're among the 13%. I'm a firm no. We don't need the anthem singer at the Las Vegas Posse anymore. We don't need that. The one thing, no, you don't need to merge with the XFL. I'm going to go no here. The one thing that the CFL did get from that American merger back in the 90s, not merger, but American teams back in the 90s, I used to be roommates with Ken Abrera, who played for Hamilton, his cup of coffee with the Rough Riders, and Ottawa as well. And Abrera said the coolest thing about playing against the American teams was they got to go to Memphis, and him and a bunch of the guys visited Graceland. So that's what he got out of it. No, don't merge with the XFL. It's not needed. The CFL has been through enough rough times in the past. They can survive.
Thank you for the answer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
From our viewers, Jason in Red Deer says, regarding the hockey card, clearly he knows your background, Ken. He says, what is your most expensive hockey card?
I always say cards are only worth what someone will pay for them. So I could sit here and say this card's worth $1,000 or this card's worth, you know, $100, but it's only worth what I could sell it for. But if you were to look through my collection, and the one that would probably get the most money would be Bobby Orr rookie, I guess, or a Gretzky rookie, something like that.
And what's that in the book under? If what is it listed at?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the book now. The book is clearly just a guide now. A lot of people go by eBay prices. If I were to sell my Bobby Orr retail, probably a couple $1,000. If I were to go sell it to a dealer, he'd probably give me $800 for it, maybe. At this time, the Orr rookies shot up huge in the last even 2 years. It's just kind of gone through the roof. I don't mean to sound like I'm the nicest guy in the world right now, but a producer I work with, Margot, she is the biggest Gretzky fan. She's never had a Gretzky rookie, so I gave her a Gretzky rookie. It was pretty beat up, but you could probably still get around $400 or $500 for it. But I gave her a Gretzky rookie. That was my Santa Claus moment this year.
Well, I gotta say, Ken, I'm not into cards anymore, but when I walk past them in a store, I'm like, oh, I'm just nagged to buy them, because as a kid, they were such a huge part of my life. And like most people, I come home from college and mom had thrown them out. And it's like, I'm sure I had a Gretzky rookie card. I know I had a Mario rookie card in there. Yep. What's the state of the sports card industry now compared to when we were kids?
Yeah, Rod, that's all it is. For me, it's a link to my childhood. And I love the history of hockey. I love the history of baseball. So they're links to my childhood. You know me. I'm a pretty immature guy. And I'm a nerd. So combine sports, immaturity, nerd. I'm a hockey card guy, baseball card guy. But when you're talking when we were kids, you could go to the corner store, buy a pack for 25 cents. Then the 90s, 89, 90 came around and the boom happened. Upper Deck came out with packs of baseball card for $1, which everyone thought was crazy. Then, boom, the cards exploded and everybody collected. Then things kind of went away because that generation, guys my age, went to college. They discovered girls, maybe the odd beer on the weekend, things like that. And now that generation's kind of around 40 years old, they got some disposable income. The baseball, hockey card, football card hobby, the sports card hobby is really as hot as it's been since the boom of the 90s, which would surprise people. The stuff we all collected around 1990, it's called junk wax now. It's pretty much worthless. But cards come out now, one of one. Upper Deck puts out a product called The Cup. It retails for a pack for like $600, which is insane. But there's an appetite for it. Since the grading companies came on board and they grade cards really, really strictly, some of those go up in value by a lot. They're worth a lot of money. There's controversy with the grading companies now, though, about how they go about their business. But the sports card hobby is really hot, and I'm interested to see what will happen with it with this COVID-19. It's just like any other part of the economy. It's going to probably dip, so I'm sure it'll come back. But it's really healthy right now.
Last thing I'll say before I let you go, we never talked about this when you were on my old show with me when your card book came out, but I remember my first pack I ever opened. It would have been early 80s, and I remember the taste of the gum, the smell of the cards, and I had doubles of Blaine Stoughton, Steve Schott, Dave Tippett. I still remember who was in my first pack I ever bought. That was the impact.
Wow.
And it touched off a real love affair with it. So, Ken, I appreciate
this.
Answering some questions. Hope to see you back soon. I know your guess is as good as ours, but I appreciate the time today and hope you're doing well.
Thanks, guys. Sorry to come off as the jerk sitting on his deck when it's minus 25 out there. I'm not trying to be a weather rubber ender because I hate people that say, oh, do you know how hot it is there? I don't care how hot it is there because I'm not there. I care how hot it is here. So stay warm and pucks in deep, everybody. And thanks for having me, guys.
Sweet. I love that you're happy. Good stuff. Thanks, Ken. Ken Reed joining us from his front porch. I think he said his front porch, back porch, whatever. Looks great. And I don't think it's going to last this temperature here. I'm just glad that he's happy. Mm-hmm. Makes me happy that he's happy.
I like that.
Connor Bedard on the way. Checking the poll results. See if there's been any death threats for me lately. When we continue, episode 206 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live. Coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Connor Bedard joining us from the West Coast, a Thursday sports update. A player for the Philadelphia Union has tested positive for coronavirus. It is Major League Soccer's first player case of the virus that has caused the suspension of the season. The Union did not identify their player. He reported mild symptoms. MLS has suspended all league and team activities back on March 12th. The Union said no other club, players, or staff would be tested because the case fell beyond the 14-day window of possible interaction with the player. Top Maple Leaf sports and entertainment executives are taking pay cuts in the wake of COVID-19, shutting down the company's sports and entertainment business. President and CEO Michael Frisdahl said effective yesterday, MLSC's executive leadership team was taking a temporary salary reduction of 20% to 25%, given and MLSE has also opted not to pay out annual bonuses to full-time employees. The reduction in pay for the leadership group will be close to 50%. And back to MLS for a second. They plan to cut the pay of some executives and front office personnel while the season is on hold. Commissioner Don Garber and Deputy Commissioners Mark Abbott and Gary Stevenson will take 25% cuts in salary starting April 16th. Other cuts would range from 20% to 10% for managerial staff. Lower salaried employees like entry-level hires would see no reduction in pay. The sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's classic bar and grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, see it, Wendell's. And Doyle Benson, their fantastic manager up there, teasing us on the Facebook live feed earlier today that they've got news coming. What could it possibly be?
I know.
Doyle's going to grow his hair out?
I can't come up with anything. I don't know. Are they expanding? Second location? Are they coming to Regina?
Come on, give us the scoop.
Is Wendell's coming to Regina?
Ooh, maybe that's it. There was talk.
You know what? Dropping that news might be qualifications for a rock star of the day.
Yes. We have to bring that up again. We had Connor Bedard, I believe, video chat, and then we lost him. Either lost the connection or maybe he got up and left.
He can't hear us.
He can't hear us. Well, that's a problem. So we're working on bringing Connor Bedard in on video chat from our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, via Global News. He says, Tiger King directors reveal Joe Exotic is in isolation for COVID-19. Is that supposed to be funny? Joe's in jail for 22 years for conspiracy to commit murder, correct?
Yeah. Is
clearly he's in isolation.
Well, Mike, does he have COVID? Is he tested positive for COVID-19? That's what I'm taking out of that, but I don't know.
Forgive me for the graphic nature of what I'm about to say, but I was considering this last night. Yesterday's show was the hardest that we've laughed in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I talked about how they castrated an adult stud horse in Ozark. It was very disturbing watching it. It was disturbing recounting it. And then the guy brought up, of all the things that happened in Tiger King, there was not a castration.
No.
Shocking that there wouldn't have been. And I just thought last night, as a guy who's performed several castrations, assisted in several castrations, could you imagine castrating a tiger? I would think
no.
That would rank amongst the most difficult things on the planet to do. Rocket science, brain surgery, splitting atoms. Castrating a tiger would be the most difficult task, perhaps the most dangerous task on the face of God's green earth, castrating a tiger.
Yeah, I agree. I'm thinking about it now. I mean, the tiger is upset at the best of times.
Exactly.
Let alone when you're going to snip his nuts off.
Mm. Has anybody done it out there?
You got to trank it. You got to hit it with the tranquilizer.
Tyler is not joking. Our social media advisor writing in, he's not joking. There's a link to a Global News story that they've had to move Joe Exotic into isolation because of the coronavirus. Well, I'd like to read the story. Are they keeping Joe safe in that federal prison in the States? Has he tested positive for coronavirus? I'd like to know. Moving on, as we await our next guest, Connor Bedard, we are instituting today a new feature on the program. It is the Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions Rockstar of the Day. It could be a guest. It could be a commenter. It could be what? Anybody involved in the show daily.
Could be one of us.
Could be one of our staff members. The Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions Rockstar of the Day. We'll be putting the poll up in the final segment daily. This is a company that through the coronavirus, Darnell was good enough to come in here the other day amidst his blur of visits all over the province, taking supplies to companies that need them. We came up with this idea of the Rockstar Guest of the Day. So you can be voting on that in the final segment. We're going to Vancouver now. We got Connor Bedard with us, and we appreciate him spending the time. And hey, Connor, obviously you're in the exact same spot you were when Gino Retta interviewed you. Am I correct?
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Connor, how has your life changed in the last week since you've been granted exceptional player status?
I mean, the first few days were pretty crazy, but it's died down a bit, I think. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to the draft and everything.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, tell me how your life changed, if you don't mind. Obviously, you don't do interviews with TSN every day. Most 14-year-olds don't. How did your life change?
Well, I mean, even like this, it's like unexpected. And like, I wouldn't be doing that if I didn't get that. So, and even like getting Regina, it's just getting ready to kind of be billeted next year and all that stuff.
So, if you don't mind, just some of the questions that you're getting. I mean, everybody's talking about the pressure on you. Maybe that comes up every day to you, the next Connor McDavid, the next John Tavares. Heck, I'm guilty of it. Who's helping you with that? And how much are you hearing about the pressure? Do you feel it?
I don't feel it too much. I mean, my agency's been really good about kind of keeping that to a minimum. And I kind of just am able to go out and play. And, you know, that's all in the back of my head. Kind of don't think about it too much.
Connor, how much were you watching the WHL's draft lottery, and do you care where you go play hockey next? And what did you think when it was Regina that, you know, was confirmed to be number one overall?
I actually didn't watch it. I couldn't get on. the thing I didn't know, but a lot of friends texted me and said Regina won, and obviously if they do decide to take me, it's a great place and I couldn't be happier.
The very close friend of ours is Kevin Gallant, and I got to get this straight. You were on the same team as Kevin's son this season, or did you guys play against each other?
No, I was with Matthew, yeah.
You're with Matthew. Okay. Well, Kevin had told me that that you were very excited to come to Regina. Kevin went so far as to say that was your preferred choice. Kevin's words, I won't put it, words in your mouth, but assuming the Pats take you, and let's be honest, they're going to, what excites you about the franchise? What do you know about it?
Well, I mean, I know it's the oldest franchise in the CHL, so obviously lots of experience, great fans. I hear it's a great place to live and great place to play from everyone, so I'm really excited.
So what's next for you? I mean, I should have started the interview with this. What's your life like amid the pandemic right now, living out there in the Vancouver area? Housebound, obviously. Are you concerned about your workouts? What's the day-to-day activities of Connor Bedard?
Well, I get up and I work out, and then I shoot a lot of pucks and probably go rollerblading and stuff like that, but it's definitely tough, but everyone's in the same boat, and it's a lot bigger than hockey, so.
It is bigger than hockey. There's no doubt about that. You're doing all the same things that everybody else is in your position, I'm sure, school kids and hockey players and so forth. I guess other than that, John Paddock was on with us last week saying there's not going to be a spring camp for the Regina Pats here too because of the pandemic. So how do you, looking at your summer here, assuming this ends at some point, what's your summer got lined up for? Are you going to be on the ice at all, do you think, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, I'll probably be on the ice in the gym almost every day. I mean, obviously it's a huge year and I need to do what I can to be ready.
Yeah, and Connor, the last one I have for you, I mean, we get to, you know, we haven't seen you play, obviously, out here in Saskatchewan or in the prairies, but, you know, from people we talk to, everybody can talk about your game. We can look at the stat lines, all of this and that, but how would you describe your game? What are the fans going to expect from you on the ice? How would you describe your game?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say anything about, like, points or that. I mean, I'm a really hard worker, and I'll try to do anything to win because that's what's obviously important.
Kevin Gallant compared you to Rob Brown, high draft pick in the NHL, Kamloops Blazers, great, and also Dale Dirkach. What are the scouts saying that they're comparing you to, or yourself? Who do you see yourself in? Is there a comparable player in the NHL right now?
I don't really know. I mean, I think I kind of have different attributes of players. There's actually one guy is like, I don't play like one guy. It's kind of a mix, I'd say.
Well, that's good. He's his own player. That's even better. That's better news. Well, Connor, we appreciate the time. I'm a Pat season ticket holder, was with the team for 15 years as the broadcaster. We're all very excited to have you out here. So stay safe, have a great summer, and can't wait to see you when you get out.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right, Connor Bedard joining us from Vancouver area today. It is a little bit of an awkward interview to do because he hasn't been drafted by the Pats yet.
Yeah.
Yet we all know.
He will be.
Yet he's not going to say that.
Right. It is. You know, and, you know, to say that you didn't want to go anywhere else and that this is the only place you want to play, it is tough. But, you know, he's a humble kid too, and that's what you want to see. Doesn't appear like the pressure is going to be an issue for him, especially young, but you never know till you're in that situation. But so far, he's checking off all the boxes.
We're going to get to our Sask Snowbeef player prospect profile, by the way, before we go to the break here. But I do love that comparison to players things. It really helps. Hockey people do it all the time. Football people do it all the time. I love the fact that he wouldn't answer it, by the way. Kind of tells you how smart that he is,
yep.
Doesn't it? But I did hear this from my niece, Sydney, who you've called her games, have you not?
Yep.
In Midget AAA. I asked her one time, so who are you like? What's your style like? Who would you say that you're like? And I hadn't seen her play for a while. She said, Christopher Letang. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Christopher Letang. I bet. One of the greatest defensemen in the NHL. Go out and watch her play. Whoa. Just like Christopher Letang.
Yeah.
And by the way, she has committed to Robert Morris University. So, but Connor wouldn't be nailed down to that.
No, he wouldn't. Because, again, he's hoping some of those guys will be his peers, right? Not guys that, you know, are the idols that he's looking up to. Some of the younger ones now, and players are going to say that, hey, look at, I style my game after Connor Bedard. He's going to be the guy setting the standard. That's pretty cool.
There are a lot of questions come in for Connor Bedard now from the viewers. John O'Flynn's watching from North Vancouver. He says, so young a lad, he handled himself well. You did well with your questions. Thank you, John. I was breaking into a set here, Sweat, sitting here interviewing him, because I will say this. In my career, which has spanned quite some time, there's no harder interviews than junior hockey players. None.
Did you have...
I don't know why. Just hard.
Did you...
He was good.
Did you have the rule when you were the play-by-play guy that you didn't interview rookies?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And then you know why. Because they don't know anything.
I don't interview rookies.
The teams, and they don't interview very well. But he did good.
I'll tell you a very funny story. Brett Lysak, I saw in Rob Vanstone's column this week, the darling of the dome, which I nicknamed him, did play in the Western Hockey League at 15 years of age. He came up to me when he was about 18. And he was like, is it true that you don't interview rookies? I heard that. And I said, not really. It's just a thing. And he's like, no, that's awesome. You shouldn't. If you do, you shouldn't. So I did institute that rule right there.
Yeah.
I'm not interviewing rookies. And it somehow got to be this legendary thing.
What?
Rod Peterson doesn't interview rookies.
It was a thing. And I ask you this, if you were the voice, if you were Phil Andrews and that was your rule, what would you do with Connor Bedard? You're not going to interview?
Oh, you have to. I would break the rule.
Exceptional status, exceptions to the rules. I get it.
From Les Lazaruk, the voice of the Saskatoon Blades, he writes in and says, nice job with Connor Bedard. Like you said, Roddy, tough to do an interview before he gets drafted. Thank God the guy granted the interview in the first place. I mean, it's tough for him. He doesn't want to presumptively say that he's going to go to the Regina Pats because maybe they're going to completely whiff on the ball and draft somebody else.
Well, yeah.
He can't say, it's tough for the kid.
Yeah.
But I did like the comment from Ian, from our sponsor, Ian from Sask Snow Beef. It's probably way gone, Clark. Clark's trying to find it, I can tell. He's like, move over, DuPont.
Yeah, I saw that one.
There's a new coif in Regina. There's a new, what did he say?
Flow.
A new flow.
New flow.
A new flow in Regina. It's coming up on the screen here right now, Clark. So he's pointing at it. There it is. Step aside, DuPont. There's a new king of the flow in Regina. And he goes by the name Connor Bedard. Are you ready to give up the crown on that?
Easy. I'm not just stepping aside like that for free.
He's not okay. Even here yet.
Exactly. We'll see.
Can we do the Sasnobi profile? Yeah. Prospect profile? Let's do it right now. You just saw him. Connor Bedard, the best hair in hockey. We can say that confidently.
Oh, yeah.
War number 98 with the West Vancouver Warriors this year. 5'8", 165. First ever exceptional status player in Western Hockey League history. Projected first overall choice for the Regina Pats. Led his league in scoring this season. 64 goals in 30 games. And from his coach, Steve Marr, the scouting report, elite shot, skating, vision with underrated playmaking ability, and physicality, which, by the way, is a word. Physicality. I looked it up. I think sports people made it a word, but it is a word in the dictionary. Thank you, Sask Snowbeef. Thank you, Ian Crosby from Sask Snowbeef and Crosby Holsteins. I fried up some, grilled up, actually, some of his ribeyes on the weekend.
Ooh.
And the family really enjoyed it. From Sask Snow Beef, who are doing, they report that they're doing well amid the pandemic. So we appreciate that. The ag industry, fingers crossed, will pull out of this all right. The crop's got to go in the ground.
Yep.
It's going in the ground. Farmers have been practicing self-isolation for 100 years. Not new to them. We'll be back. We got a new horse in the race. For the Rockstar Supply Chains Solutions, Rockstar guest of the day, Connor Bedard, Mark Recchi. Connor Bedard, Mark Recchi.
Yeah.
We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We got to be out right at noon, Mountain Sharp. I've just got the edict. It's just been laid down. Got it?
Okay.
Talking about who's got the sickest flow in town, Darren DuPont or Connor Bedard. Connor's not even here yet, so I guess for now it's you. And somehow this got around to you wearing or not wearing socks.
Yeah, That's a thing that, you know, Jeff Campbell Safety, told me I had to wear socks in here. So during the COVID thing, in here I'm wearing socks. As soon as I get home, they're gone, though. They're in the laundry. So done. And Wayne, yeah, this is over. I'm not staying in socks. Oh, I hate to admit this. They're actually somewhat cozy. But I almost slipped on the kitchen floor and killed myself. So
wearing socks.
Wearing
or
socks.
Going downstairs if you're not used to them. Look,
yes.
wear a helmet.
I know. Was not ready for that.
I don't usually wear socks around the house either, but I do around here, always have. And busted out the shorts last week. What day did we have gym pop on? I had shorts Friday. Oh, and now it's minus 26 today. I like, know. What the hell is going on around here? Checking in on some of our text messages today. Poll question. I got a feeling this isn't going to change. It's poll question related text messages. Should the CFL merge with the XFL for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center? 88% of you saying no, 8% of you agreeing with me and saying yes, and 4% saying not sure. I'd be interested to know, if you're voting no, why? If it's out of the Canadian patriotic thing, I just think that's a bad reason. And actually, Pat from Winnipeg wrote it, and she goes, we're getting too Americanized as it is, blah, blah, blah. Totally fair. But if and when the CFL becomes at a time where there's no choice, what are you going to say then? And I encourage you to go back and read those books on the U.S. expansion in the CFL in the 90s, because it was a real thing. And those players on the Stallions couldn't figure out why every time they went into Canada to play, they were booed mercilessly and treated like garbage, simply because they were American. They had no idea why that would be.
Right.
I thought we were supposed to be a nice country.
Supposed to be. Please and thank you. Sorry. You know, all of those things.
Yes, sir. And thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul Brandt.
But I don't know. I think it would be good. I don't think we'd, if you do it the right way, I don't think you're going to lose the history and the traditions of the Canadian Football League. I really don't. It could make it pretty interesting, and it would start to creep Canadiana into the United States a little bit more, which would be kind of cool.
Going to read two quick text messages, take a break, and then come back for overtime. Anonymous texter writing in regarding my much unheralded second point of my show topics today. Could you envision a quarterback controversy in Saskatchewan? Which, quite frankly, is a dumb question. It's dumber than my poll question, because of course there's going to be a quarterback controversy. It's Saskatchewan. And I was thinking Cody Fajardo or James Franklin. Anonymous texter writes in and says, three losses in a row, it'll be Harkin for Harker.
Because he's,
how do you like that?
It's good. He's shown that he can play well. He won that game to, you know, lock it down at the end of the season.
He's a third stringer.
He's a third stringer. So, yeah, it'll be, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when.
From Ian from Sask Snowbeef listening in today. He says, morning, boys. Hope y'all are staying sane. He's a Cowboy, by the way, so that's why he says the y'all. With the top talent level in this year's draft, and especially in Saskatchewan, do you think John Paddock is trying to move heaven and earth to get the second pick as well from Prince George? Similar to Savoy and Geeky in Winnipeg in last year's draft? I don't know. Can't answer that right now. I would think they would be just be happy with Connor Bedard, which, by the way, we didn't get to our point question that was, what are the expectations of Connor Bedard when he gets here? So maybe we'll talk about that when we come back and go through the rest of these. I never even got your thoughts on Wes Welker's comments on Bill Belichick.
I know, and I wanted to get
okay, that's
that
all coming up next. Hang on. Overtime, everybody, is next. Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, returning right after this break on rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
It's overtime. Thank you. We've dropped the puck. I got to get to this first. And while I'm reading the question from your parents, Clark, can you put up the comments from Donald Mitchell, our Navy friend from Ottawa, regarding the XFL-CFL merger? Clark's mom or dad says, Rod and Dupes, can you please explain to Clark what castration means? Thank you. Reminds me of the scene in City Slickers where Curly says, city folk. Castration. I went to the big board to get it, okay? Castration, also known as orchiectomy or orchidectomy, is any action, surgical or chemical or otherwise, by which an individual loses use of the testicles, the male gonad. Surgical castration is bilateral orchidectomy, and chemical castration uses pharmaceutical drugs to deactivate the testes. But we do it, you know, snip, with snap. The tools.
Snip, snip.
Yeah. So there you go. You good now?
Yeah, thanks, Mom and Dad.
Ready for lunch?
Yeah.
Meatballs for lunch.
Don Mitchell had the comment here. I'm going to read this, but there was one earlier that had come in about Torontonians and patriotism. Don says, I would support a merger with the XFL, but it has to be on the CFL's terms regarding our field size, rules, and Canadian players. That's what I'm pitching. Now, people just went snaky when I suggested this merger, but these are the conditions. We use the rules. We keep the league name. We play for the Grey Cup, all that. I don't know, can we get to that comment about Torontonians? What did he say? You read it more than I did.
Yeah, well, he said it's very rare that Canadiana seeps into American culture. And, I mean, yeah, it often comes the other way. We're influenced by their media, by movies, by all of their culture more than they're influenced by us. But just go down to the state of New York. I mean, that state is full of Tim Hortons. So it is seeping down slowly. We're starting to get some of the Canadiana into the States. And this might be an opportunity to bring more down there, especially if you have to, you know, keep the rules of Canadian players on rosters and things like that. It would be very, very interesting.
Oh, man. We got 5 minutes to get to this, which actually in sports talk time is an eternity. But what Donald was referring to was, sorry, Dupes, Canadianisms rarely seep into America. It always goes the other way, i.e. Toronto and their rejection of the Argos. I'm seeing a lot of anti-Argo rhetoric coming out of Toronto. That's not new. We just got to move on. I mean, do they sit and talk about the lack of attendance at Panthers games in Florida or what? It is what it is. Let's move. Let's ignore them and let's talk about what's good about the league. If they want to ignore that, I say we ignore them and talk about the good things. Because it's not the only team in sports that has its problems.
It's true.
Getting traction in a market. I'm just tweeting this now. Who was Thursdays at Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, Rockstar of the day? And while I tweet that, because it's not easy to talk and tweet at the same time, your take, please, on Wes Welker going on Boston radio station WEEI, and saying that Bill Belichick treats everybody the same. Welker's not playing anymore, is he? He's got to be retired. You're not going to talk about your coach this way if you're still playing.
No, he's not.
He says that Bill treated every player the same in New England, that included Tom, and treated everybody fairly poorly. And Welker couldn't believe the things that were said to Tom in front of everybody else. And that it made Tom mad, Brady, but he went along with it because that's the kind of guy Tom is. Wasn't going to make a fuss. But the first chance he had to leave, he left.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Everybody's not the same. And I know you want to treat everybody the same, but it's just not quite, it's not the case. And the players in the locker room know that they're not all the same, right? You want to treat everybody good, but you can treat different people differently. The quarterbacks wear red sweaters in practice so they don't get hit. You know, people do different things. You give guys rest days. To me, that's Bill trying to keep control of his team and be the guy in control. And he runs his team, again, I'm not inside the locker room, so it's just me speculating, but running his team where he's the man in control. And his way, and the players don't run the organization. And Tom's thing, you know, he's a big influencer in that locker room. He works out with the players in the off season. He's got his own trainer. Doesn't use, you know, Alex Guerrero. Doesn't use the team's athletic therapists and trainers. Uses his own. So he kind of goes in his own way. And Bill, I don't know if he likes that too much. Or guys like that typically want to have all of the control. So they bring down the people who are getting too big. They try and prop up the low guys. Keep everybody in the middle. We do this at home with our kids, right? You don't want one kid to get out of control, so you kind of put him down a little bit more and prop up the other one, and, you know, to make everybody feel equal, to kind of correct behaviors yourself. And we're going the other way with that. And, you know, that comes back to the whole Me Too movement and coaching and the Babcock thing. Nobody would have had a problem with Mike Babcock if the Leafs were in first place and winning. Winning can hide a lot of problems. Now we're going to find out what Bill's all about. It's a big moment this next season for Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. Well, on the other rules for other guys thing, in past places of employment for me, I didn't find out till after I left that a lot of the coworkers were stomping in saying, how come Rod gets to do this? How come Rod gets to do that? How come Rod? You get it, right? We talk about it all the time. Lynch and I have discussed it many times. And Lynch, this topic as it relates to me. And Lynch is like, you get to do these things because you score touchdowns.
It's true.
Somebody's got to score the touchdowns. And it's different roles for different guys.
It's true. It's true. And some guys have to sit at a desk and score up, you know, look for news and look up stats and do all that stuff. But that's what they're good at. And people just don't understand. And this comes back down to leadership, that's very, very, very valuable. In a world today with COVID-19 and people working from home, when right now, a good majority of people who are still working from home, the most thing that they've accomplished is they're on season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race and on their 6th tray of brownies, right? Because it's relaxed time, let the sweatpants loose, and not doing a whole lot of work. But the people who are valuable are the foot soldiers, kind of the people who can actually get work done. But sometimes, you know, your value is your ability to build relationships and network and get the stories and learn things out in public. Other people learn stuff at a desk. Hey, we don't all operate the same.
No. I'll tell you what, the more and more as this pandemic goes on, everybody's starting to realize how screwed up the world was, I go back to thinking the values of which I was raised on, rural Saskatchewan and in our farmhouse, is the way that it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when I was whining about how come he gets this up with my brothers and my parents saying, because that's the way it is. Deal with it. There needs to be a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. Clark's huffing and puffing. He got to go. He's like, no, I'm not. You can vote now. I put the poll up on our Twitter feed. Who's the Rockstar Supply Chain? Rockstar of the day, Connor Bedard, Mark Recchi, or Ken Reed? Vote. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain for a Football Friday right here on Facebook Live.
Oh. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.